Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are pressing on in the Psalms. We're in the 30th Psalm, and we looked at the first four verses in a previous episode. We saw the title, that it's a Psalm of David, and it's a song. It's actually described as a song at the dedication of the house of David, as the King James New American Standard says, and Lexham too. The ESV says a song at the dedication of the temple. And I think that likely gives us the wrong idea. We don't know exactly what this is. It might have been David's house itself. It might have been the tent that David built to put the Ark of the Covenant in. He decided to do that. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what it is, but we simply don't know. But we saw at the beginning of it that he declares, O Lord, O Lord. So let me just read the first four verses we covered, then we'll press on. Verse 1, he says, I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you've healed me. O Lord, you have brought me my soul from Sheol, brought up my soul from Sheol. You restored me to life from among those who go down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, O you, his saints, and give thanks to his holy name. So that's the first four verses where he's saying, O Lord, O Lord, and he's thanking the Lord for restoring him, for bringing up his soul from Sheol, and he's calling the people to praise the Lord and give thanks to his holy name. Then verse 5 starts with the word for, F-O-R, for. So it carries the idea of therefore, or in light of all this. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning. So this is one of these psalmic devices here that David uses, where you're painting the picture of this, the picture of that. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. So you have anger juxtaposed against favor. And then weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Okay? So you have weeping, you have joy. We know about the joy comes in the morning. Okay, we hear that a lot. But often people don't realize that it has the weeping may tarry for the night. In other words, you may have nights of weeping. But remember, joy comes in the morning. The anger of the Lord may be against us because of something, but his favor is for a lifetime. Verse 6, as for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. That's interesting, isn't it? Verse 7, by your favor, O Lord, you made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face. I was dismayed. So what is that talking about right there? Well, it looks like David was saying, hey, I had prosperity, and I thought, you know, I will never be moved. I've got it made now. Everything's going to be great. I'll never have any trouble. But in verse 7, he says, listen what the Lexham says. O Yahweh, by your favor, you caused my strong mountain to stand. He's saying God is the one that gave me the strong mountain to stand on. It was by him that this occurred. But then he says this, you hid your face. I was bewildered. One translation says troubled, and a couple others say dismayed. David was bewildered, troubled, and dismayed because he couldn't understand it. That though his strong mountain was standing, and he thought his prosperity would be fine, that he'd never have any trouble, he still had trouble. You hid your face from me. God's presence wasn't there. Why? Well, David was sort of, rather than the presence of the Lord, he was dependent upon the prosperity that the Lord had provided. Yeah. Verse 8. To you, O Lord, I cry, and to the Lord I plead for mercy. So he said, I cried out to you, God. I turned to you. I pleaded for you for mercy. In verse 9, this is what David was saying when he was pleading to God. This is great. There's three questions right here, and they're in quotes because David was saying this. What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? So he's saying, God, don't let me die. Don't let me die. What profit will there be in this, God, if I die, if I go down to the pit, if I go to Sheol, can dust praise you? Well, that's an interesting question, because the scripture does tell us that everything praises, everything that has breath, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, but that the creation testifies and praises the Lord. But the point he's making is, God, if I'm dust, if I corporeally exist no longer, am I going to be able to praise you? Who's going to tell of your faithfulness? Well, yes, the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. Everything tells of the faithfulness of the Lord within the way that is designed. But he's saying what? God, I can worship you a lot better if I'm alive. I can worship you a lot better if I'm not in the place of the dead in Sheol. Okay? I can worship and tell and proclaim of your faithfulness much more if I'm alive rather than being dead. Verse 10, hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my helper. Notice he started off the psalm with, O Lord, O Lord, O Lord. Now he's wrapping it up, the psalm, with, O Lord. O Lord, hear. O Lord, be merciful. O Lord, help. Verse 11, you have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with greatness, that my glory may sing your praise and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. And that's the balance of the psalm. So you see what he says. I cried out in this way, crying for the Lord to hear, crying for the Lord to be merciful, crying for the Lord to be my helper. And verse 11, 12, we see that the Lord did. David says that the Lord, you have turned for me my mourning into dancing. Not mourning like the sun arising, but mourning like being grieved over something. He says, you have done this, Lord. I was mourning over the state of affairs of what was going on in my life. But you have turned that mourning into dancing, into joy. You have loosed my sackcloth. So he was mourning in sackcloth, like sackcloth and ashes. Now you have clothed me with gladness. So the Lord will take mourning and turn it to dancing. He will take sackcloth and turn it into gladness, into joy. Again, you see parallelism here in the form of a contrast back and forth. Verse 12, there's a reason for this, that my glory may sing your praise and not be silent. The Lexham says that I may sing praises. Okay, that's fine. The King James says, to the end, that glory may sing praise to thee, that glory may arise from me. New American Standard says, that my soul may sing praises to you. Again, you can see the little nuances in the various English translations. Therefore, it's useful to read a bunch of them, okay? The bottom line is, he says, I am going to glorify you in my soul, in my glory, the glory that I have, singing praise to you, and I will not be silent. Then he closes it with, O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Are we doing that, folks? Are we giving thanks to the Lord forever? Are we taking our glory and glorifying God, laying it down before him and singing his praises, refusing to be silent when it comes to giving thanks? David says, I'm going to give thanks to you forever. I think we would be wise to do likewise. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you all so much. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.